Hello, this is a Juno Afternoon. Today is Thursday, the 22nd of March, and this is just a little bit after the hour. I'm Ben Brown, your host today. The weather right now, partly sunny, and if you hadn't noticed, it's a little windy out there. This afternoon, we're going to hear about a professional development event in mathematics at UAS. James Hoagland will be here to highlight the She Has Risen events. We're going to learn about the Safe Bar team. Colette Cost is here to talk about goings-on at the Goldtown Nickelodeon. And Nancy DeCherney will be here, as she always is on Thursdays, with Arts Up. So stay tuned for a Juno Afternoon this Thursday, the 22nd of March, right after National Native News.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A South Dakota tribe is concerned over a proposed uranium mine and wants a survey of cultural resources in the planned mining area. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports.
The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission approved a license for PowerTech to drill for uranium in Fall River County, South Dakota, 4 years ago. The company has been looking at a project to drill for uranium for more than a decade. Leaders with the Oglala Sioux tribe in South Dakota say regulators should not have awarded the license without a thorough survey of the area's potential historic, cultural, or religious significance. Last week, the NRC issued a letter suggesting a cultural resource survey process. They have asked PowerTech leaders to respond to the letter by the end of March. A federal appeals court is also considering the tribe's request for a review of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission's actions in the case. For National Native News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt.
Parents of a newborn baby in Florida have filed complaints after their baby was taken away at the hospital days after birth by Miccosukee Tribal Police. The baby was born to a Miccosukee mother and a non-native father off the reservation. Parents Rebecca Sanders and Justin Johnson told the Miami Herald the court order was from the tribe and says it stems from a dispute with the maternal grandmother. The parents are now in a custody battle for the child and have filed local, state, and federal complaints. An investigation is currently underway. A bill has been introduced in the U.S. House to protect reservation lands in Mashpee and Taunton in Massachusetts for the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe. Chairman Cedric Cromwell says the act reaffirms the status of the tribe's reservation, which was established by the Department of the Interior in 2015. The tribe has been working for years to develop a casino. Opponents of the casino have challenged the land status in court, which has halted the project. Tribal leaders hope the legislation is passed and ends the legal challenge. A Native American group says its prayer site near a proposed copper mine in Arizona was vandalized. The group, Apache Stronghold, has long opposed the development located outside of Phoenix. Native people regularly hold spiritual gatherings to protect the area, Oak Flat. The Associated Press reports a federal agency is investigating the recent vandalism at the Oak Flat campground. Members of the Apache Stronghold say crosses were removed and damaged, and eagle feathers were on the ground. In a press call with reporters this week, U.S. New Mexico Senator Tom Udall discussed work to address strengthening school safety, including at tribal schools. Udall says he supports reducing gun violence by seeking to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, expand background checks, and supports a study of public health impacts of gun violence. Udall says the Stop School Violence Act would provide resources for prevention and intervention programming at local and tribal schools to help stop violence before it strikes.
I'm also co-sponsoring bipartisan legislation to make our schools safer. The Stop School Violence Act funds critical school security improvements, and it invests in programs to stop school violence before it happens. As the vice chairman of the Indian Affairs Committee, I fought hard to make sure the bill strengthened the safety of tribal schools as well. We need to take a comprehensive approach to protect our communities. No student should feel afraid in the classroom, and no parent should feel afraid to send their child to school.
This month, students across the country, including Native American youth, took part in a nationwide walkout. Santa Fe Indian School students showed support for their peers and families of school shootings, including from schools in Aztec, New Mexico, and Parkland, Florida. In recent months, some tribal schools in New Mexico were on lockdown after facing threats. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service.
Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations. Support by the AAIP and Million Hearts Think Heart Symposium. Strategies for managing high blood pressure, March 14th in Oklahoma City. Registration deadline is March 5th at aaip.org/events.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
It's 6 minutes after the hour this Thursday, the 22nd of March. I'm Ben Brown. This is a Juneau Afternoon. And a surprise guest, Colette Costa from Goldtown Nickelodeon.
It's been 3 days. I gotta up my average. I think I missed out on most of February.
All right. Well, you're killing it in March.
Oh, boy. Well, March is killing me, so we got a lot in common.
What's going on at the best little indie art house film shop in all of Southeast Alaska, all of Alaska?
Wow. What a great look. I think we're the only art house left in Alaska.
Okay.
Yeah. We're probably the only 35 house left in anyway, you know what? We tend to go off subject pretty easy, Ben.
So right out of the gate.
I mean, the gate hasn't opened yet.
and we're just rambling about things.
We're walking away from the gate
That's
is what's
right.
happening.
Yep.
We are going to talk about today an exciting new opportunity for people to... No, that sounds like a sales pitch. We're doing another one of our live script reads. I'm very excited about it.
The Breakfast Club?
Yes.
I must have received an email earlier today.
A little email fairy. Oh, my gosh. I'm pretty excited. It's a new series that I'm launching. These aren't going to be standalones. So I want to do about two or three a year at least. We did The Princess Bride a few months ago, which was hugely successful and just an amazing evening out. Had a great cast for that. And we are going to launch our series this year with The Breakfast Club. It's the 33rd anniversary, you know, and considering that we all probably had the original 33rd album of The Breakfast Club soundtrack when it came out, I thought that was rather fitting.
And I'm sorry I don't have Don't You Forget About Me queued up, but I didn't know you were going to be here.
Simple Minds. It shouldn't be that hard to find.
Right.
Here's an interesting little side fact. That song, the guy who wrote that, he was a big song producer, he wrote that originally for Billy Idol. He wanted Billy Idol to record that for the movie, and Billy Idol was like, nah, thanks, mate. I don't want it. I can't do Billy Idol. So Billy Idol said, no, thank you, and their logical second choice was Simple Minds. Anyway, so we do this thing where we do a live script read, and we have this great host of actors who are basically, it's a table read, but, you know, we sort of act the film out, and it's such a great script, and John Hughes was such a brilliant writer, particularly for that genre. You know, he started writing for National Lampoon. He wrote National Lampoon's Vacation and Christmas Vacation, and he's just incredible. So we have this, our cast is just hitting it out of the ballpark. We got Enrique Bravo, we got Jeff Hedges, we got Donnie Scott, we got Allison Holtkamp, oh, we got James Sullivan, we got Jake Wade, and Heather Laverne.
Who has the Anthony Michael Hall part?
It's Heather Laverne, actually.
She does, because that's the one I would have pitched myself for had I known this was coming down the pike, because I used to have pretty serious Anthony Michael Hall hair back in the 80s, as it turns out.
I believe you.
With two Lacoste, with the collars up.
Oh, honey.
Yep, yeah. The pink and the green with the collars up.
Yeah, I see him more as a James Spader, but it's probably just because of the hair color.
Right.
Heather is just absolutely killing the Brian role in this.
Awesome.
And I don't want to give away too many other roles. That's kind of like the surprise for the audience.
Okay.
We have two shows. One is Saturday at 4 p.m., and then Sunday at 7:30 p.m. We have, I think, two or three of our actors are also in the new Perseverance, Cyrano de Bergerac.
Yes.
So we're trying to work around their schedule. So you can tag team and see them twice in one day.
That's right, because that's a matinee over at the theater in Douglas for
yes.
Cyrano de Bergerac, and then you could come and see the live read of
yeah.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah. And so we got tickets on sale. If you go to our website, there's a little widget, or just go to Brown Paper Tickets and look up Breakfast Club. I'm sure it'll pop right up. And I'm really partial to these events. You know, I like doing things that are movie-related but not necessarily movie-centric. And, And these kinds of scripts they're just such great scripts. And then we play the movie behind us, so you have a visual reference and you can kind of walk down memory lane in that way. But I'm pretty excited. And
I can't wait for the scene where Ally Sheedy makes it snow on the drawing with her dandruff. Remember that?
Do I remember it? I live that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I make it snow right now if you want. Some girls can make it rain. I make it snow.
Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow.
And and I'm going to be working on a couple more of these coming down the pipe here pretty soon. There's a couple. I really want to do Clue, the movie Clue. It's such a great script, but it's a lot of physical comedy. I'm not sure how to do that.
Nothing with nothing from Luis Buñuel.
Well, not a whole lot of words in that one.
Can you imagine a live read of The Exterminating Angel?
It would be nothing but a narration.
Mm-hmm.
And the donkey grew a set of wings and flew through the door.
That's
the
right.
The door turned into a plate of Jell-O.
And then the sheep went, bah. Yeah, not so much. So that's great. Clue sounds like a good one, and I'm sure that there are some other ones out there. How frequently are you going to be trying to do these?
We'll probably only do 4 a year, honestly. They take a bit to mount, and getting 8 or 9 or 10 people's schedules to clear is a bit of work. So, and of course, no one does anything here in the summer. So I'll probably do one more before summer hits and then save a couple for fall. And every time I ask people what we should do, if it's a guy, almost every time, if it's a guy, they say Spaceballs.
I can see that. You know what I would suggest is the original Murder on the Orient Express with Albert Finney,
But I have rules. It has to be a movie script. It cannot be an adaptation. It has to be a script written for a
originally.
Film.
And
I understand that The Princess Bride was originally a book, blah, blah, blah.
So you've already broken your own rules, so let's break it again.
Well, only I can break my rules.
Okay, fair
enough.
But
then I just make new rules. That's why being Catholic is so awesome. I mean, break them and make a new one. Ding dong. So anyway, Breakfast Club live read Saturday and Sunday, and you should go to it because it's my birthday tomorrow, and I need a birthday present, like having a full theater.
Well, happy birthday to you. It's my birthday the day after tomorrow.
I knew we were close.
That's exactly right. So,
God, you're such an Aries.
You should definitely go and see the Breakfast Club live read at Gold Town Nickelodeon this weekend. If you have not renewed your membership, I was just discussing before we went on the air that my spouse and I are renewing ours as we speak. If you get to the computer right now, we just talked about this. I didn't know Colette was going to be on the show this afternoon. And, so that sounds great. And, of course, you'll be back in the near future, killing it in late March or early April to tell us about more fun things at the Gold Town.
Of course. And we're still showing Fantastic Woman. In fact, tonight is the Siegla-sponsored showing of A Fantastic Woman.
Which is part of the Siegla Film Festival.
Yeah, the queer film series. And it's a fundraiser for Pride Week, and that's tonight at 7 p.m. And it's the Oscar-winning foreign language film, so come and see that, too. What the heck?
Absolutely. That sounds like a really great idea. And then the showing of Torch Song Trilogy is a week from tomorrow on the 30th. And how are ticket sales for that going?
I don't know, because they're doing their own tickets.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm planning to attend that. It sounds like it's a lot of fun.
I can't wait.
Because, it's Torch Song Trilogy with drinks.
My goodness. Matthew Broderick?
Yes. Indeed. Okay. Thank you so much, Colette Costa. And we'll see you again soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Bird Note. This might be the first bird you noticed as a child. Perhaps you heard the cheery song of an American robin coming from the top of a nearby tree. Or maybe you saw a robin running and pausing on the lawn, cocking its head before extracting a fat, juicy worm from the ground. Does the robin hear the worm or see the worm? That cocked head may suggest the bird is listening, but in fact it sees evidence of a worm lurking below. The robin is able to zero in on minute movements. The male robin is often the first bird to wake up and start singing on a spring morning, sometimes well before dawn. The songster belts out his song to guard his turf from other male robins and to advertise himself and attract a female for the breeding season. At peak singing, the male robin might repeat his song about 2,000 times each day. You can listen again to this episode of Bird Note, or any other. Even subscribe to the podcast. Begin at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann. Thank you.
It's 15 minutes and a few seconds after the hour. Today's Thursday, the 22nd of March. I'm Ben Brown. You're listening to a Juneau Afternoon. And I'd like to welcome Deborah Reidman, the Career Services Coordinator from the University of Alaska Southeast. Welcome to a Juneau Afternoon.
Great. Thanks for having me.
And so we've got a couple of events that are happening out at UAS or being sponsored with you or by UAS. And the first is a professional development event that relates with the Society of Human Resource Managers.
Yes. So this is our first time that we've partnered with the Society of Human Resource Managers. And so we're pretty excited because I think all of us at some point have wondered what goes on behind the scenes with human resource departments when it comes to applying for a job. And so oftentimes these are the people that are the first to pre-screen job applicants and as a result know specifically what can help a candidate advance to the next stage of the hiring process. And so tomorrow we have an opportunity to learn some tips from these experts. So tomorrow we are going to be hosting three different sessions. It's from 3 until 5 p.m. at the Juneau Auk Lake campus, and it starts from 3 to 5 and goes from 3 to 5, and it's in Egan Classroom 223. And so we're going to have three sessions. The first one is on the power and importance of networking. The second is standing out in the crowd. We're going to go over resumes, cover letters, and applications. And then the third session is a panel of the SHRM members, and it's about interview preparation and follow-up. So we're going to hear from the experts on all of these topics, and there will be some time for some one-on-one interaction in between the sessions, and then it'll give everybody a chance to ask the questions of these pros. So we're pretty excited about it. And for those of you who are able to attend, you're able to also rub shoulders with some high-level influential professionals that may even lead to some possible connections or employment opportunities.
And this is sort of advice about how to get a job from people whose job it is to hire people.
Correct.
And so it really is kind of looking behind the curtain. What people think when they see that resume that is either good or is not good, and why?
Absolutely. So it's a real unique opportunity to be able to hear from these people who look at these kinds of things with job candidates, and so we'll get to get some inside tips from these folks.
Now, the career services coordination services that you usually offer are for UAS students, but this is open to the community?
It is. Yeah, so we've opened it up to both our students on campus, our alumni, but we also wanted to include the community because this is just going to be an amazing opportunity. So
now, is there any pre-registration requirement or space limitations or fee involved for participating in this?
Nope. We're in a classroom, and it can hold about 50 people, and it is free.
Well, that's always good, and that likely usually tends to increase participation in these sorts of events.
Yes, definitely.
If someone wanted to learn a little bit more about it, is there anything online at this point about it?
Yes. If you want to go to the Student Alumni Association, this event is actually being co-sponsored by the Student Alumni Association and the Juneau Student Chapter of the Society of Human Resource Managers and also the Society of Human Resource Managers. And so that is, you can find it on this UAS Student Alumni Association. And then also if you are a Facebook user, then we've got the event posted on the UAS Student Alumni Association as well as the UAS Career Services.
Outstanding. So Deborah Reidman's telling us about a professional development opportunity that's tomorrow afternoon, so pay close attention. And it's going to be out at the university in Egan 223 from 3 to 5 p.m., and now you said there were three sessions, so will they be sequential within that two-hour window?
Yeah, each session is going to last about 20 minutes, and
okay.
Then we're going to have some time for the audience to be able to interact with the presenters. And then also, if they have some one-on-one questions that they may have, there could be some opportunities for them to connect with the SHRM members.
Very good. So, Deborah, you said you also had another event that's happening at UAS that you wanted to mention, so let's talk about that now.
Yeah. So our next event, this is a big event. This is our spring auction and banquet, and it's happening on Saturday, March 31st, and it's going to be held in our lovely Egan Library, and it's from 6 to 9 p.m. And so this event is all about supporting our student scholarships. And so the evening is going to consist of a catered buffet dinner, a no-host bar, music, wonderful assortment of silent auction items from local businesses and individuals, delicious desserts, and more.
And Ben, the proceeds from that underwrite scholarship programs at
the university. That is correct, yeah, future UAS alumna.
And so how, again, can people go about getting tickets to the spring auction and banquet?
So all they need to do is either contact our alumni office at 907-796-6569, or they can email uas.alumni@alaska.edu.
Very good. So that should be, and does that event generally tend to sell out?
It's pretty popular, so it would be to everybody's best interest to get their tickets as soon as possible. And we have different prices for tickets, so for those people who are alumni and friends members, it's $40. For the general public, it's $50. And then if you'd like to purchase a table of eight, it's $350. And all of these funds are, again, going for scholarships for our UAS students and future UAS students.
Obviously a very worthy cause and a chance to have a great time in a beautiful environment out at Auk Lake as well.
Definitely.
All right, Deborah, thank you so much for coming on a Juno afternoon. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners regarding the professional development event tomorrow afternoon or the annual spring auction and banquet on the 31st?
Well, we just hope to see everybody there.
All right, thanks so much, Deborah Reidman, the Career Services Coordinator from the University of Alaska Southeast.
Great, thank you so much.
All right, have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
The Juno Arts and Humanities Council is seeking artists to show their work in the Jack Gallery for the 2018-2019 season. Artists may apply by submitting a resume, artist statement, and eight images of the artist's work. Shows open with a first Friday reception and are open for public viewing for about a month. The deadline to apply is April 15th, which can be done online. For more information, go to jahc.org or call the Arts Council at 586-2787. And you're listening to a Juno Afternoon. It's about 22 minutes after the hour. And next, we're going to be learning a little bit more about the She Has Risen event from James Hoagland. So I want to welcome James Hoagland to a Juno Afternoon here about 22 minutes after the hour. James, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm quite well, thank you. And so She Has Risen. Who is she? Where is she risen and why?
Those are great questions, Ben. You know, So this is our Easter show, and I'm not particularly religious, but I grew up celebrating Easter with my family, and you always see references to He has risen, and of course, we're celebrating the Ascension and all of that. And so I thought, you know, this is the year of the woman. This is the Me Too movement. This is about you know, taking back some of our, reclaiming our time and all of that. And so we flipped the script and decided to make it a big drag queen version of the Easter story. So it's She Has Risen, and it's, you know, tribute to all women, and it's a little feminist statement and just a kind of irreverent, campy look at Easter.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting. These drag shows, most listeners, I think, know, I certainly do, being married to a drag queen, that they usually take place at the Rendezvous.
Yep, and this will be at Rendezvous.
This will be at the Rendezvous. So when will it be, and who's in the lineup, if you can tell us some of the fabulous queens that will be there?
Yeah, absolutely. This is next Saturday night. It's the night before Easter, so it's on March 31st. And we have two shows, and they're different shows. So we do one set at 8 o'clock, and we do another set at 10 o'clock with about a half an hour break in between. So it gives people an opportunity to come to one or the other, or come and stay for both with a little bit of an intermission in between. And we've got a really great lineup of nine performers, and including your husband and his drag queen persona, Shirley Wood. We like to say, she surely would.
She surely would. She will surely be there.
I say, I don't know about you, but she surely would.
Yep.
Yep. So, Shirley will be back, which is very exciting. She hasn't been with us since November, so this will be the return of Shirley, which I'm excited about. And we've got Juicy Contour, who is a staple in our community. She's been around for longer than I have, for sure. And then we've got some of the newbies coming out and some of our drag kings, Taquan and Luke the Duke of Bell, and rounding out a nice little cast of show. We're going to have an Easter hat contest, which is very cool. I don't know if you've ever seen one of these happen before, but people just kind of get their glue gun and they get a hat and they just go to town and try to make the most elaborate and crazy Easter hat that you can think of. So everything from like peeps glued onto a hat to Easter eggs and piled up, and it's really, really fun. So that's for the audience, and we'll do a cash prize for that.
And people who follow sort of I'm not sure how many of these people are listening, but the aristocratic horse racing scene in England, Ascot is famous for hats that you could never really have imagined until you saw them.
Right.
Right.
And exactly.
This is similar. The more outrageous, the better.
The more outrageous, the better. We are really just taking the camp, by the horns, and we're going to have a fabulous, silly Easter parade, kind of like the Mardi Gras parades, you know, where it's just about being as big and outrageous as possible.
And will that be between the two shows or at the end of the second show?
That'll actually be for both shows.
Oh, there's two yeah. opportunities
We're
to win
then. Two opportunities
two
to win.
Two cash prizes.
Yep.
Wow.
Two prizes, two opportunities to win. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I got some very special additional prizes that are some interesting chocolate candies. We'll just say that. Yeah. So come and enjoy. You know, we'll have Easter baskets, and we've got Easter eggs hidden out throughout the whole bar, and it'll be really fun.
When, and the rendezvous really wants you to find all those eggs, because we don't need eggs sitting around there all summer.
No.
Nope. No, don't want that. Want that at all. Very interesting. Okay, so She Has Risen. And just the larger context of the drag shows, you're doing it pretty much every month now.
We have moved to every month, yeah.
And that's a lot of work. And mm-hmm, so not every mm-hmm. performer does every show, because it's
right.
a little bit too much. But you've got a big enough stable of talent now that you're able to have enough performers for each show.
Exactly. Yep. We've got about 24 people on the roster. And so as I plan each show, I send out an email to the whole cast, and people just sort of select when they're in town and want to do it, and if they like the theme, and it all sort of works out pretty well to get about 10 people a show.
That's great. And yep. I think obviously the drag king scene is certainly didn't exist 5 years ago in town, basically.
Yeah, and it's blown up. We have almost the exact same number of kings as we have queens, and so the shows are really balanced and fun that way. And, you know, if somebody's doing a duet with a male and female singer, then they have all of these options to partner up and do group numbers together. So that's always really fun, too.
Good. So what is coming up in April for drag shows here in Juneau?
We actually have two. We have the debut of Gigi's Drag Brunch, which is really, really, really exciting for me. This is something I've been wanting to do in Juneau for a long time now. So it is April 8th, the Sunday after Easter. It's going to be at V's Cellar Door. It's going to be a buffet brunch and show. So it's about an hour and a half show while you're having your fabulous brunch by V's. And we've got mimosas and all their really fun champagne and shrub cocktails. And this is an all-ages event, so it's going to be a totally different feel than the shows that we do at the bar. It's family-friendly, and we're almost sold out. So we have two seatings, one's at 11:30 and one's at 1:30. And tickets are going really fast, so if you want some more information about that, make sure you just go to Gigi's Drag Brunch on Facebook, and you can get the ticket link.
And generally speaking, that is the way you get the word out for all these drag shows, is through your Facebook page.
I do, yep. I still am pretty committed to Facebook, and that seems to reach the most folks. So that's out there. And then we have our show at Rendezvous later that month on the 21st. It's called Rewind, and it's our throwback show. So we like to, you know, drag out the hits of the 80s and 90s and some from the 70s, too. And that's a really fun show. People like that one a lot.
And then coming up during Pride Week, of course, will be Glitz.
Yes. And I'm so excited. I just signed the contract with the headliner.
Can you tell
today.
Us who it is?
I don't know. Should I do it or should I make you wait a little longer?
I don't know. I mean, I'd like to know, but and I'm sure our listeners would like to know, but I don't want to steal your thunder.
I know. I'm going to hold on to that a little bit longer, but I will tell you this. We have a new host this year. Usually we have Daphne Duala-Chores from Anchorage, and because Anchorage Pride is the same weekend as ours this year, we couldn't get her. So we have a new host who has actually been to Juneau several times now, and people love her here. It's delighted to be here. So delighted will be joining us back as our host of Glitz this year, and we're really excited about that.
Well, more details certainly will come about that. I wasn't trying to make you reveal the reveal.
No. It's funny that you ask, because today we just confirmed the contract. And I did confirm that Spikey Van Dyke will be back as our King headliner.
Excellent.
So we can announce that for sure.
All right. Well, I am sure that you will be back on a Juneau afternoon many times before we get to June, James.
I hope so. Yep. It's always a pleasure.
Well, good. Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners today?
Come to the Queer Film Fest tonight at the Gold Town Nickelodeon. We have A Fantastic Woman, which won the Best Foreign Film Oscar. And then we've got a couple more films next week, ending with the Torchong Trilogy party next Friday night. So if you want more information about that, go to CIGLA.org.
And I think there's also some information. Actually, when I had Colette on last week, it wasn't on the Gold Town website. When I had her on a few minutes ago, I didn't ask her that question. So go to CIGLA.org because we know it's there.
Yes, yep, it's okay. Definitely there.
Very good. Thank you so much, James Hoagland, and hope there's a great turnout for She Has Risen on the 31st.
Thanks, Ben.
Yep.
Cyrano de Bergerac, soldier, poet, and musician, is clever, charming, and disarming, but believes he'll never win the love of the beautiful Roxanne. Through strength and wit, he fills his life with love, honor, and panache. Perseverance Theater presents Cyrano de Bergerac by Edmond Rostand, a world premiere translation and adaptation by David Grimm. See it March 16th through April 14th. Tickets at the Jack, Hearthside Books, ptalaska.org, and 463-TIXS.
A public service announcement. Mudrooms, seven storytellers, seven stories, 7 minutes each, season seven. This month, March, Wet and Wild. And that will be tomorrow at 7 p.m. And you'll be able to hear from Ali Smith, Phil Moser, Jocelyn Runnebaum, Jeffrey Wyatt, Pat Roach, Sean Egan, and Jeff Rogers with music by Fiddling Wizards. And as I said a moment ago, each Mudroom event features seven-minute personal stories from seven people on a monthly theme. All events are held at Northern Light United Church, 400 West 11th Street in downtown Juneau. It starts, of course, at 7 p.m. sharp, and all the profits are donated to a local nonprofit organization. So that's Mudrooms coming up tomorrow night at Northern Light United Church. Thank you. So it's about 43 minutes after the hour. I'm Ben Brown. Today is Thursday, the 22nd of March. And Nancy DeCherney from the Juno Arts and Humanities Council is here. Hi, Nancy. Let's talk about Arts Up.
Well, we just, it's kind of blustery out there. It's thrilling crossing the road.
Yes, you almost wanted to get in your car and drive, but you didn't.
I didn't. So there's this evening. Dear Stu fundraiser's over. So never mind about that. You missed it, unless you went. This evening from 7 to 9. The World Affairs Council is having a sort of series of things that's going to go on through the weekend. Europe, Allies, and Alliances in a Turbulent World. It's out at UAS. It's free, and it's open to the public. You can get the full schedule of their stuff at jwac.org, which brings up the fact that you can get all these details about all these things that are happening at jahc.org or at ktoo.org, all those things. This weekend, there is a queer film fest at the Goldtown Nickelodeon, SIGLA's annual queer film fest. The proceeds support the 2018 Juno Pride projects. There's a $10 suggested donation, but no one will be turned away due to lack of funds, and it does run through the weekend. Cyrano de Bergerac is running over at Perseverance Theater. Looks like it's going to be exciting. They did their sword play practice at the Jack, and it's definitely fun. I think we should go see that. So if you haven't got your tickets, don't forget to go get them. On Friday, the World Affairs thing starts at 1, runs to 5:15, and then starts up again in the evening. Like I said, it's a whole weekend of interesting talks. From 6 to 8 p.m. at the UAS Egan Classroom Wing, there's Startup Weekend. This is a workshop for anyone with a passion to take a business idea from concept to launch. So if you have an idea and you want to go into business, this is the weekend for you. Go to startupweekend.org/Juno or call the Juno Economic Development Council.
And I think that's actually being partially sponsored by the Juno Chamber of Commerce.
Cool. So there, 6:30 to 9:30 at the Jack, there is the Relay for Life wine and beer tasting. Tickets are $25. They're available at both locations of Hearthside Books and at the Jack. There's hors d'oeuvres, silent auction, dessert auction. Proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society, and it's hosted by Coeur Alaska Relay for Life team. That sounds, and I don't remember who the band is. I think they have a band. Let's see, because there is actually something going on over at the Jack tonight, which we don't have on our own calendar.
And that would be the Haven House fundraiser that's
exactly.
Being put on by a bunch of folks from the Alaska Legislature.
And the band is, I know the name of the band.
Spank the
Dog. Yes.
Yep, and
Spank
that's got several current and former legislators and a few lobbyists in it.
So go. This is your weekend to support things. So tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, as always, please support these things in our community. Let's see. On Saturday, the World Affairs stuff starts at 9 in the morning. The Startup Weekend also starts at 9 in the morning and continues on. There is a Democratic Caucus at 360 North at noon to 4. In Gastineau Genealogical Society, which is something the Church of Jesus of Latter-day Saints does, they have have you gotten those DNA tests where you find out that you're related to everybody but six people in the world or something like
Absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, so they'll talk about if you've had those DNA tests done, what to do with that information. So you can go there. From 1 to 3 at the Alaska State Museum, Kathy Ruddy will be talking about Southeast Alaska's floating churches, the Princeton Hall. Those of you who've been around for a long time will remember that there used to be churches went from community to community, and get more information about that. She owns the Princeton Hall now, and that's free. There is the Every Other Saturday Drawing Group at Canvas. There's a March Barn Dance from 7:30 to 11 up at St. Anne's Parish Hall. Contra Dances with Odette Edgar, and live French-Canadian and Celtic music by the Taku Gales. No experience or partner is needed, so there. On Sunday, again, the startup weekend continues. Cyrano de Bergerac has a 4 p.m. show. We have a pancake breakfast on Monday. Mm. Alaska Seward's Day. This is a proceed to support the Senior Center, the nutrition program for seniors, and that's down at the Senior Center, and they always have excellent pancakes. Let's see what time it is. I've stapled over that. 9 to 11:30 a.m. on Monday, so go do that. ACLU of Alaska presents the Year in Review. 2017 has been a busy year. Come and learn about what we've been up to. So that's going to be up at the Sukkot Shalom, which is on Foster and Cordova. There is the boating classes are starting up. We have Juno, Your Voice, Your Community at Elizabeth Pradovich Hall. This is a community meeting hosted by the Office of Substance Misuse and Prevention. Empty Bowl-a-thon, if you want to help make bowls for the Glory Holes annual empty bowls. You can go to the Canvas on Tuesday from 6 to 8 and help throw some bowls. Alaska Design Forum brings Skylar Tibbetts on Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. at 360 North Downstairs. He's an MIT self-assembly lab designer. There's also a miniature bookbinding thing over at Color Wheel Arts, and the Queer Film Fest keeps going on. There's Rain Country Fly Fishers out at Thunder Mountain. So that gets you through. We're getting ready over at the Jack for the Juno Histories Project.
Yes, we are.
Starting on Thursday of next week.
And that's a very exciting project. I was able to take two of the cast members, Frank Katas and Lillian Petershore, to the Chamber Luncheon today. And Lillian didn't even tell me she was going to do this, but she shared an anecdote about how the late David Stone, who was a former Chamber board member and an expert on hard rock mining in Juneau, helped get her great-great-grandfather, Chief Kawa'i, inducted into the Mining Hall of Fame. And I didn't even know she was going to do that. And it was
nice.
It was super. It was a very clever thing for her to do. So she's a wonderful woman. Frank is a great playwright. And the rest of the cast are really wonderful people, too.
And these are all live stories from their own past, stories about growing up in Juneau. I think the opportunity to hear these, you know, mudrooms is a thing that everybody loves, but this is really an interesting historical perspective on Juno, which I think I hope everyone will come and take part in. It's not gonna, we will have it on a webcam or on a website, but there's nothing like the live, actual person telling the story.
And one of the great things about this program is there are matinees each of the 3 days. It's going to be performed at 7:30 at night, which is next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But the two matinees on Thursday and Friday, every eighth grade student in the Juneau School District is going to be able to see this show.
And I believe the Thursday matinee is, in fact, sold out.
Oh, already? Okay. Well, yeah, those tickets, of course, are available at jahc.org or by going to the Jack box office and talking to Mel or whoever happens to be at the front desk and buying tickets from her. And Jeff is here. And
with some stuff.
And, of course, Jeff has just handed me another piece of paper. So you mentioned mudrooms in passing. And I realized that I read the piece of paper he handed me a little while ago as if it were still the 13th of March, and of course it's not. It's the 22nd of March. Yeah, so tonight's Mudrooms is not going to be at Northern Light United Church, and it's not going to be tomorrow. It's going to be rebroadcast on KTUO tonight at 7. But everything else I had to say about the names of the people and where the money is going to go, well, I guess the money's already gone. You don't have to donate $7. All you have to do is turn your radio on at 7. And so anyhow, always good to clear those things up, and thanks for Jeff. I was going to do it anyway, but Jeff made sure I did it by bringing me another piece of paper.
That's good. And by the way, I forgot, Friday night out at the University Rec Center, there is RASVIO. This is the Alaska Airlines Student Concert Series. It's free and open to the community.
Excellent.
So
I'm going
to do that.
So lots of stuff going on, and I just will go ahead and do one more plug for an event that's coming up over where we work, Nancy, at the Jack, which is Clink. Which
oh, my goodness, yes.
Yes, so that's an annual wine tasting extravaganza, and we've been planning that this week with assistance from everyone over at the Jack, Major Tom included. We've got 46 odd really delicious wines we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Specialty Imports sponsors this. They're bringing, I think it's 45 altogether. He's going to divvy it up by a red table that's reds that you should eat with hamburgers and reds that you should do. He's got it divvied up differently than before, so the whole table of sparkling wines, which will be where you'll find me, I suppose. But anyway, an opportunity to sample and compare and contrast lots of wines, learn about them, and also get a really good deal on some of them. So
And we're going to have wine you can take home that very night, in addition to ordering it and picking it up at the Breeze Inn, who's going to be doing the catering of the food.
There'll be an auction, so there is wine available.
And this year, we are hoping to have this be a special event to help support the ongoing campaign to build a new Jack, which is something people have heard you talk about a little bit. They've heard me talk about a little bit, and we'll be talking about it a little bit that night, but it's a very important cause, and we just want people to be aware this is yet one more fun way they can help support that cause.
And I want to thank Luke Weld for providing the music. He'll be there performing.
Excellent. So that's Clank, and those tickets are also available at the Jack box office at Hearthside online or by calling 586-2787. Anything
so we'll
else?
See you there. No, thank you. We'll see you there. I'm going to blow back across the street.
Okay, if you see Nancy blowing across the street, get out of her way because she's got things to do back in her office. Thank you very much, Nancy.
Thank you.
Yep.
The station is supported by Breeze Inn, carrying a variety of sandwiches, fresh baked bread, and pastries. Chef Moorhead offers daily changing menu choices for takeout and catering for special events and parties. More information at breezeinn.com.
Hey, Folkfest fans, KTOO wants your favorite festival-related photos for our public art show, Folk Life. How about that great picture of Buddy Tabor, a scene of kids dancing at Centennial Hall, a late-night jam session? You're invited to send us three images that will hang on our walls for the month of April. The show will be super simple, no frames, just email your three images to arts@ktoo.org by March 30th, and we'll print and hang them. Details at ktoo.org.
Our next speaker is Natalie Carr.
We've been listening to the cello sonatas by Johann Sebastian Bach, according to Anna Magdalena, as interstitial music here on a Juno afternoon, this Thursday, the 22nd of March. I'm Ben Brown. Thank you so much for listening. We heard today from Deborah Reidman, the Career Services Coordinator at the University of Alaska Southeast, and she wanted to make sure people knew about the opportunity to learn more from the Society of Human Resource Managers. And that's going to be tomorrow from 3 to 5 out in the Egan building, room 223, three sessions about how to go about getting a job and your resume, that sort of thing. She also mentioned the upcoming spring auction and banquet, which will be on Saturday the 31st in the main library hall out at UAS. James Hoagland was here to talk about She Has Risen drag shows coming up on the 31st of March. And we talked a little bit about glitz and some other drag things going on. And, of course, Nancy DeCherney was here with Arts Up. I'm not going to even try to recap all the information that Nancy shared, but you can go find it at jahc.org or ktoo.org. The community calendar has almost all the things we talked about. I don't know that it has tonight's Haven House fundraiser at the Jack, so that's worth checking out. That'll have a lot of legislative folks at it. And Colette Costa was here, and she was making sure we know about the live reading of The Breakfast Club coming up this weekend. It'll be Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon. And also some information about some exciting new live reading film plays that are going to be taking place at the Goldtown Nickelodeon. So, as always, lots going on in Alaska's capital city. Thank you so much for listening. The forecast is for partly cloudy or sunny weather over the next couple of days. The wind is going to abate a little bit. Tonight it's still going to be gusting up to 50 miles per hour. And I'm sorry, it said as high as 55 miles per hour today. There were gusts that were gustier than that. But I'm not going to criticize the folks at the National Weather Service. I'll just thank them for keeping us tuned to what's going on in the natural weather environment around us and wish everyone a great Juno afternoon. Thank you.
This is KTOO Juneau. We broadcast at 104.3 FM in downtown Juneau and Douglas. We also rebroadcast on translators K276AF in the Mendenhall Valley and Auk Bay, K269AO in Lemon and Schweitzer Creeks, K210AM in Gustavus, K220BT in Hoonah, and K210AS in Excursion Inlet and Icy Strait. In Juneau, KTOO is on GCI Cable on digital channel 871. We're also online at ktoo.org. Support for national programming on KTOO comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you.
In a tweet, President Trump announced another personnel shakeup at the White House. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster is out. The man replacing him will be former Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton. It's Thursday, March 22nd, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Elsa Chang.
And I'm Audie Cornish. American companies say using tariffs to punish China for stealing